This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The number of states that now provide school choice is increasing. According to a recent report, 32 states plus Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico are using school choice. That means that approximately 20 million students are now eligible for a private choice program. Larry Sand is the president of the California Teachers Empowerment Network. While he is excited about the progress of school choice in this nation, he's also concerned about the attacks against school choice by teachers' unions and the educational establishment. For example, one group maintains that voucher programs are deeply rooted in segregation, racism, and discrimination. He says that on race, the critics have it exactly backward. Almost 70 years after Brown versus Board of Education, public schools are still segregated. 60% of black and Hispanic high school students attend schools where three-fourths are students of color. By contrast, virtually all the empirical studies on school choice programs found they reduced segregation. There's still much segregation in the public schools because students are forced to attend schools according to their zip code. Since most residential areas are not integrated, the schools remain segregated. It's no wonder that parents of all races are unhappy with zip code mandated schooling. That is why school choice has become so popular in America. A recent poll found that two-thirds of Democrats and independents favored school choice, an even larger percentage of Republicans favor it. School choice is also taxpayer-friendly. According to the latest figures, K through 12 public schools actually spend an average of $14,000 per pupil. The nation's private K through 12 schools spend $12,000. For these reasons, more states are likely to enact school choice. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Critical Race Theory, go to viewpoints.info/CRT.